time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
A winning hit by pitch. Breece Hoskins getting hit by a pitch in the ninth inning last night. Plated Bryce Terang in the top of the ninth during for a 4-3 win for the Brewers. They took on the Colorado Rockies, a come-from-behind win, the 26th such for the crew this season, that is most in the majors. The two teams play game three of a four-game set tonight. Coverage on WTMJ gets underway at 7:05.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. It's Friday. That means, I'm sorry, it's Wednesday. Kind of feels like a Friday. It's Wednesday. That means Jeff Levering, voice of the Brewers, joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. It does feel like a Friday just because tomorrow's a holiday, right?
Hey, how do you come down on the July 4th or the Memorial Day holidays when it comes to baseball? Because whenever I think of any of these holidays, I always think of like day baseball at AmFam or elsewhere where like there's pageantry there, right? They have the special uniforms on. Are these days you look forward to?
4th of July, definitely. And I think Major League Baseball gets it right where everybody plays on the 4th of July. May, you still have hockey going on. You still have basketball going on. There's other sports that are in session, so to speak. And not everybody plays on Memorial Day. That's the weird thing. Everybody plays on the 4th of July. For me, it's, all right, fireworks, hot dogs, lemonade, day baseball. It's Americana on a plate for me.
Jeff, whenever I'm visiting family for the holidays, my mom always says, I feel sorry for, say, the Dallas Cowboys team because they always play on Thanksgiving. And she, like, as a mom, feels bad that the players don't get to spend time with their families. How do you guys do it? Do you try and get a little Americana in, a little 4th of July in before first pitch, or how do you handle the holidays?
Well, I've spent so much time working in baseball on holidays that I'm just so desensitized to it at this point.
Right.
Just, okay, well, dad's got to go work or husband's got to go work today. So that's just part of it. So for us, we're on the road. My family is out actually visiting my parents and my sister and my niece. So they're all hanging out and I'm in Denver. So they get to enjoy it. We'll FaceTime and they're just hanging out by the pool and doing their thing. And they'll see some fireworks tonight and we'll just be working baseball games. It's just, that's how we do it. And that's our normal, but we got a night game tomorrow night and then we fly out to Los Angeles for the weekend. We'll see what happens during the day. It's supposed to be nice and warm during the day in Denver. So walk around and see what the day holds.
All right, Levo, I'm going to play a highlight. One of my favorite things about you is your encyclopedic knowledge of everything.
Boy.
So I'm going to play you a random highlight from a Brewers July 4th game. And I'm just curious if you'll be able to pick out the game or not. Here it is.
Okay.
Here's the pitch. Thames drives one right center field. It is back. It is gone. It's a two-homer game for Thames. It's 6-1 Brewers.
Are you trying to give me the year?
I love the year and or the team you played and or whether the Brewers won or lost.
All right, so you're looking at Eric Thames era, so that's 17, 18, or 19. I'm gonna say that was the 2018 against the Orioles.
It was against the Orioles. It was 2017. You were so close.
Man.
And the Brewers won, by the way.
Yes, they did. There was a crazy play. There was a wild rundown in that game, too. Jimmy Yacobonis, I want to say, was the pitcher. And Orlando Arcia scored, and it was really, really wild. And I remember an in-game interview that day that I did with Nick Vile, the old bachelor. I'm pretty sure that happened that game, too.
See, of course it did.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, and by the way, I do have a couple of ideas for you for July 4th home run walk-offs or whatnot. I'll give you a couple here. The first multiple choice would be, oh, say, can you see ya?
All right.
Second one would be, oh, beautiful for spacious skies, that ball flies over the wall.
Oh, okay. All right.
They didn't like that one. They didn't like that one.
Or this one would be if maybe like Peralta's pitching or something. Stars and strikeouts forever.
Oh, okay.
Instead of stripes.
How do you feel about, baby, she's a firework, it's out of here. Something like that.
Yes, yes, I would really much like that. I look forward to that.
We'll see what we can mix in tomorrow for you.
Happy Independence Day, pal.
All right. Take care, guys. Talk to you next week.